Frontline Report. News and analysis. Dan Rather, CBS News, the White House. Good morning. President Nixon prepared for his third attempt at explaining Watergate. Will he bet on backlash? An analysis after this.
Time is money, so don't waste it. Because clearance time is the time to get the buy of the year on the car of the year.
I've waited a long time for a luxury car.
Motor Trend magazine named the Ford LTD full-size sedan of the year. And Road Test magazine voted LTD car of the year.
Bob, it's beautiful, but can we afford it?
Now you can own a quiet prize winner. Take a close look at what the car of the year costs. Ford LTD's luxury is the kind of luxury that could cost you thousands more. Automatic transmission, power steering, power front disc brakes are standard.
You've got a deal.
This is the year to own a Ford LTD, and this is the right time to buy. Clearance time at your Ford dealers.
Ford. The closer you look, the better we look.
For the first time in 3.5 months, President Nixon tonight speaks publicly at length about Watergate and related crimes. Not since April 30th has he said anything at length on the subject in person. He has been waiting for what he perceives to be the ideal moment. This, he believes, is it. He claims he is an innocent victim of a smear campaign and apparently hopes, again, to convince others of that. Following up tonight's address and white paper, he plans to appear before guaranteed friendly audiences, such as the Veterans of Foreign Wars Convention in New Orleans Monday, apparently to hammer home the theme, your president has done nothing illegal or unethical, he is a victim of his old enemies in the Democratic Party and in the media, and a few new ones, not on his close personal staff, but, as he will argue, below that, at the John Dean level. It's time to move on to more important affairs. Worry about Watergate is out of proportion. It is hampering the business of government, hurting America abroad. Well-financed right-wing political groups, claiming to be nonpartisan, already have begun massive newspaper advertising and direct mail campaigns to help this argument. The expensive direct mailings began arriving in many homes this week. Whether the timing was coincidence, or whether the groups doing the mailing were secretly informed some time ago when the president planned to speak, is unknown. Mr. Nixon's advisors, those known among their colleagues as the attackers, had been urging him to bet that the public mood about Watergate would turn to boredom and a backlash, and that the time is about right now for the mood to be flowing in that direction. Mr. Nixon bet heavily in the 1968 election that the public mood about blacks and civil rights had turned to backlash. He was right and won. Who is to say, this early, that he may not be right again? There is, of course, a counter-argument, one that goes, except for hardcore, long-time Nixonites, the public already is convinced that the president, at the very least, knew about and was involved in such things as the Watergate cover-up, unconstitutional burglaries, and what appeared to be an attempt to bribe the judge in the Pentagon Papers case. But while most people are inclined to believe this, they still do not want Mr. Nixon removed from office. Under this thesis, Mr. Nixon's best bet would be to take a conciliatory, humble, let's quit attacking one another line, emphasizing full blame and responsibility for himself, and asking help in rebuilding his administration while promising to open up his administration and himself more. Some among Mr. Nixon's present advisors, known to their colleagues as the softliners, have been making arguments roughly around this thesis. It could be, of course, that Mr. Nixon will go this way tonight. If so, it would surprise most close White House observers in and out of government. Should he agree to release any significant portion of the controversial tapes, it would be an even greater surprise. The president is known to be planning at least one cabinet shift at the State Department, but best available indications are he does not plan to announce that until later. He already has had his spokesman, Gerald Warren, knocked down hard, reports that he is giving consideration to trying to replace Vice President Agnew should Mr. Agnew be indicted. Deputy Press Secretary Gerald Warren, the highest-ranking White House official the president has used to inform the public on a regular basis in recent weeks, was instructed to indicate that no such thought has even been considered. The vice president, meanwhile, has given himself the best possible chance to survive, politically, by not following Mr. Nixon's example of long silences about accusations, and by giving at least the appearance of total candor, quickly. Now, please, this message.
Colvin, greatest name in the great outdoors, presents two other great names in the great outdoors, Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn. Tom?
I'm Huck.
I'm sorry. Look, you kids have been on this river, this raft, for 3 days now. Aren't you getting hungry?
No, we got our Coleman cooler with it.
And our Coleman jug.
I see. And your Coleman cooler and jug keep your food supply cold and fresh, right?
Yeah, we brought 64 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
And a jug of strawberry soda.
And a box of raisins.
Yeah. Coleman coolers and jugs sure are two good reasons why Coleman is the greatest name in the great outdoors, right, Huck?
I'm Tom.
He's Tom. Hey, you writing a book with him.
Start with a hot dog, put it on a bun, at baseball games in the summer sun. Pour in a soda pop, add some ice cream. You've got a laundry problem, that'll make you
get lots of fans.
Take your fab to the washing machine, add dirty clothes and they come out clean. Lemon fresh and borax, that fab thing. Your wash is fresh and sweet again, makes you want to
sing the fab jingle.
Oh, fab, we're glad there's lemon fresh and borax.
Rather reporting on First Line Report from CBS here.